We should. Right? That was the shiur that we had yesterday, where you have to get involved yourself. So, Okay. I made two packets, and we'll see how it takes us through the week on Be'inyan Lachem, the Mitzvah Matzah. Okay? Meaning, the Dalet Minim, first day of Sukkot, Lekachtem Lachem. You have to own the Dalet Minim. You can't borrow the Dalet Minim, right? If you don't have it, it has to be Matan al Menas Lahachzi, you have to own it, Lachem. Is there such a notion of Lachem by Matzah or not? And if there is such a notion, if somebody's coming to your house, would you have to do Zechia? Oh, Zechia. Meaning, would you have to have someone pick up the box of matzahs on behalf of everyone who's coming to your house, so you'll have ownership in the matzahs? Or no? So this is going to take us through a whole long discussion. So we'll see where it brings us. Okay? So let's take it slow and get on the train, and we'll get off on the right stop. Okay. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, daber bnei Yisrael amarta lehem bevoachem la'aretz asher ani mevi eschem shamo. So this pasuk has nothing to do with matzah. This pasuk is the pasuk of challah, right? That when you bake challah, when you make dough, you have to make mafir challah. That's the next pasuk. Reishis arusoshechem challah tarimu truma l'Hashem. But it uses the word lechem. Lechem is, the poskim says, as Shachtel pointed out, the poskim say that lechem means baked goods. In other words, as Shachtel pointed out from the poskim, it doesn't necessarily have to mean bread in biblical Hebrew. In other words, as Shachtel pointed out, we paskin cookies, it could be chayiv and challah. Mean to be mafresh from the dough. So vayab ochelchem yilechem la'aretz tarimu truma l'Hashem. And then we have a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh on page 2. Lo socha lov chomeis shivas yomim tocha lov matzos lechem oni. So here it says what? Lechem oni. So seemingly, we have the word lechem by challah, and we have the word lechem by matzah. So we're going to see that gives Chazal a way of perhaps connecting these two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah and the mitzvah of Matzah. So let's take a look in the Gemara in Pesachim on page 4 on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Amar Avasi, Isa shel Masa Sheni. Say you have Maisa Sheni, you have the dog Maisa Sheni. L'divrei Reb Meir, Petura Min Achala. It's Potter from Chala. Because, look at Rashi, Tomer Perk Sheni, the Kedush Maisa Momon Gavohu. Because Maisa Sheni belongs to Gavola, belongs to Hashem. And it says, Ariso Sechem, right? right on page 1. Reishis Ariso Sechem. You have to own the dough. You have to own the dough. So if you don't own the dough, then it's not going to be Chayav and Chala. So the question is, what's the halachic thing of Maisa Sheni? Is it considered like you own it or you don't own it? Divrei Meir Ptur Min Chala, because he holds it Mamon Gavoa. But Divrei Chachamim Chayav is Chala. Now says the Gemara on page 5, Lamechesem Ralef, Matzos Shul Maisa Sheni. The Divrei Meir Ein Adam Yotzei Bo Yidecho Vasu BePesach. The Divrei Chachamim Yotzei Bo Yidecho Vasu BePesach. So the Gemara says, what if it's the mat, you mafish Maisa Sheni? Right? So what is Maisa Sheni? Maisa Sheni, you get to keep. You just have to go to Yerushalayim and eat a new Yerushalayim. But if you hold Mamon Gavot, meaning it belongs to Hashem, Hashem lets you eat it. But it's Davka in Yerushalayim. It's not like your own cornflakes, you can eat whatever you want. Right? But here, Hashem says, I have to go to Yerushalayim, so it means it's really Hashem's. And he's letting you eat in Yerushalayim. What do we say? No. Maisa Sheni, Yimafish, from you. Is yours because it's Mamon Hedyot. So the Gemara says, so if you take a dough and it's Maisa Sheni dough, so if you hold that it's Mamon Gavola, so then you're not Yotze. So the Gemara is assuming that you have to own your own matzah. Because if it's Mamon Gavola, then you're not Yotze. Only if it's Mamon Hedyot. Matzos shel Maisa Sheni, L'divrei Meir, Ein Adam Yotzei Bo Yidei Chavoso BePesach. L'divrei Chachamim Yotzei Bo Yidei Chavoso BePesach. So now skip a couple of lines. First word in the line is Chavoso. Maski Vora Pogba, Bishlo Ma Isa, the Sipa Isa, by Chala, it says, Ariso Sechem, Shalachem. It has to belong to you. El Matza Miksiv Matzaschem. But by matzah, it never says matzaschem. That has to be your matzah. It says matzos. Where does it say that it has to be ownership? So the Gemara has a gzeira shava. Lechem, lechem. Lechem, lechem. And just like it says lechem in Pashas Re'ei, lechem oni, by matzah, it says lechem by chala, ariso sechem, it says the word lechem. And just like by lechem ha'aretz has to be ariso sechem, has to be shalachem, so too, even though by matzah it doesn't say the word matzaschem, but we learn it out from chala with the gzeira shava. Malahalo mishalachem, afkan mishalachem. Yeah. Well, in other words, the first thing is the machlok is whether Maisha Sheni is Mamon Gavoa or Mamon Hedyot. So the simple pshat means that there's a. In other words, what's the halach of Maisha Sheni? You mafresh, you have to be mafresh, right? All your produce, you have to be mafresh Maisa. And that Maisa, mafresh Maisha Sheni, you take to what? To Yerushalayim. So what does that mean? That means it's really Hashem says it's yours, but you go to Yerushalayim and eat it, or no? It really belongs to Hashem. Hashem says, but if you want to eat it, you have to go to Yerushalayim. So does Maisa Sheni take away my real ownership? Is it considered Mamon Gavoa, or is it Mamon Hedyot? So by Chala, it's clear that you have to own the dough in order for it to be Chayiv and Chala. Right? If you don't own the dough, you're not Chayiv and Chala. Right? So the question is, do we say the same thing by matzah? So the Gemara is mashma that we do. That if you hold the matzah, you have to own. Well, the question is, halakhically, do you own the Maisa Sheni or you don't? Even though it doesn't say matzaschem, the Gemara says, we learn out of Gzeira Shava. Lachem, lachem. Gzeira Shava.
So the Gemara holds you don't own the matzah.
Yeah. It's not lachem. So let's look now on the Rosh on page 6. Says the Rosh, Amar Avasi, Matzah Shal Maisa Sheinu, Divir Meir, Ein Odom Yitzei, Divir Chosu Pesach, Divir Chom Odom Yitzei, Divir Chosu Pesach. Falo Ksiv Matzah Sarem, Amar Yemer, Asya Lechem Lechem. Sifach Alach Vodik, Sif Hosem, Leia Balochem Lechem 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 Lechem. Okay, so now says the Rosh, the first thing. Mashmi mihocha adein yotzim gzula. So the Rosh discusses, what's the din by matzah gzula? If you steal matzah, stolen, harayin, hot matzah. So if you hold, you need lachem, that's not lachem. Where the Gemara in Menachos says that we learn sometimes from challah to matzah. Because matzah has to be from the heiminim, which has to be brought to become chametz. So to challah, you only chayiv in challah if the dough is made from wheat or barley or spelt or rye. Oats is a question whether it's oats or not oats, right? But those five minim. So challah, so if you're making rice dough from rice, then you don't have to be mafresh challah, because it's not one of the five minim. So there, in the Gemara Menachos, the comparison went, matzah taught what the halacha should be by challah. Here, challah is teaching what the halacha should be by matzah. Because just by challah it says, arisof seichem, shalachem, ownership, lachem, possessive, so too, over here. But certainly, if it's stolen, then it's not lachem. So it was the only machlokas was by Maisa Sheni. Because by Maisa Sheni is a question, you know, what's the story by Maisa Sheni? But by Richard McCall, by Gezel, for sure you don't know. Sifach v'yablachem v'yablachem v'aretz, sifachem. Rav Shaya, what's the Baruch Nei Noitz Hashem? So, what is the Rosh telling us? What's the Chiddush of the Rosh? I always have to ask, what's the Chiddush? What is the Rosh contributing to Judaism? Second. What's the chiddush of the Rosh? That what? If matzah is stolen, so what does the Rosh say? What? Why not? It's not lachem. That is the Rosh's contribution to. So is that such a. So what do I need the Rosh for? You need the Rosh for that. Rav Dechter, you could have said it without the Rosh. Why? Why? Who said it before the Rosh? the Gemara. The Gemara says, we learn that in Zeir Shava. So what's the Chiddush on the Rosh? No. Tell me the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of the Rosh? I mean, the Gemara says Matzaschem. Because he's Matzaschem. And the Gemara says, you're right, it doesn't say Matzaschem. But you learn it in Zeir Shava. And let me ask you a question. Without this Gemara, it would have been okay to eat someone else's matzah without permission? Without this Gezeir Shava, if you wouldn't have this Gezeir Shava, then you would say, I would be Yotze if I steal some matzahs. Mitzvah Baba Vera. Right. So what do we need this whole thing? The Rosh is saying a whole thing. That the reason why you're not Yotze with someone else's matzah that you stole is because it's not Lachem. What do you need that for? Why don't you just say what? Mitzvah Baba Vera. And Mitzvah Baba Vera, right? In other words, I can understand if you talk about what's the din if you borrow something. So then, like, you borrow the Dalminim, so then you need the din of Lachem. Because even though you had permission to borrow. But if stealing, you don't need the din of Lachem. Stealing is the more basic psul of Mitzvah Baba Vera. So why is the Rosh stooping in Lachem? Or is what the Rosh did was the Gemara only said you need Lachem by Matzah. Therefore, if it's Maisa Sheni, your whole Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavoa, so then you're not going to be Yotze. But you don't need this sugya to tell me that black, that stolen matza is not good, because it was that bit of Mama Bear, right? So why is the Rosh like avoiding that and saying, oh, now I know this Gemara, so now I know the din that you can't be Yotze with someone else's matza? That's the question we have to tackle before we end this whole sugya. He's affirming the Gezeir Shava. He has to affirm the Gezeir Shava.
And the language of the Rosh that he's saying that it's the English and Matthew and the English are from the Gezeir Shava. It sounds like the Rosh is saying that.
Yeah, Zeir Shava. Why would he? Because you stole it. That's only the first day, but the first day is Lachem. Right. Well, the question, you're saying that the core for Mitzvah Baba Vera is only when you need Lachem. If you don't need Lachem, then, right, it shouldn't necessarily. In other words, Nimrod was suggesting, in other words, maybe the whole idea that stealing is a mitzvah of avera is because you need lachem, and maybe if you didn't need lachem, maybe it's one and the same. That's what you say. Maybe it's one and the same. Mitzvah of avera means that you stole, so it's not lachem. So let's see. Let's see what the story is. We have to. Okay, let's yeah.
Maybe you could like the Gezeir Shava is a lower form of Feirush. So maybe you would think that matzah is different than the other two. Even though it's lechem lechem, still maybe the application might be different because it's Gezeir Shava.
Let's see. Please take a look in the Yerushalmi on page 7. Let's take a look in the Yerushalmi. Says the Yerushalmi Tani, Matzah Gzula also Levarachala. That Matzah Gzula you can't make a bracha on. Amar Roshai, Al Shem, Botzea, Baruch Neitz Hashem. You can't, because you're like cursing Hashem if you make a bracha, because you didn't do the right thing. Amar Rav Yona Hadad the Tema B'tchila Sof Lo Don Hu Chayvlo. So he says that what? So is he saying that's only the bracha rishona, but bracha achrona, benching, you're ready with kona because you chewed it up. So there's a shinoi. So maybe you could. Oh. And look at the end of the Yerushalmi. Rav Yossi Omer ein mitzvah vera. Omer eila hamitzvos. Imasiyosom ki mitzvoson ein mitzvos, vimlav einan mitzvos. So that's mashma, that is another source, that was lachem, that if you did the proper thing, that's a mitzvah. If it's not the proper thing, that's not a mitzvah. So that's mashma, not because of lachem, it's mashma that an aveira and a mitzvah are mutually exclusive.
In other words, the
mitzvahs you have to do properly. If you don't do the mitzvahs properly, then they're not mitzvahs. Meaning you stole to get a mitzvah, so that's not a mitzvah. But not because necessarily that there's a din of lachem, it's just that even if there wouldn't have been a din of lachem. Take a look now in the Ritva on page 9. So the Ritva is on our Gemara. In Pesachim Matzah, Miksiv Matzaschem, Masikna, Dasi, Lechem Lochem. Rishalmi posel bePesach mehay taima matzah gzulo. Mishum dehavalei mitzvah b'avera. Tekanya b'yeish v'shina rishus. So he says the Rishalmi apostles. Apostles is because it's the mitzvah of Avera. So that's how he's understanding the Shalom he just learned. The Gemar Dilan, first word of the line is the Gemar Dilan, Lo Yidkru, Hahasam Klau. But our Gemara doesn't say mitzvah b'avera. So why doesn't our Gemara say that it's no good because of mitzvah b'avera? So he explains, Mishum de lo meshkachas lo, de sovri lo kadabin perik ilonaris, de mechilase pepume kanya, mishkai benafsho, de lav bar hiduihu, fein lenigzol al adomim, su leke bishas anoz grono meyov, de ave mitzvah lo mishum lachem, for lo mishum mitzvah ha-bavera. he says that maybe it's not a problem, the Ritva saying. Did our Gemara, let me ask you a question, the Ritva says. Did our Gemara ever say in the Bavli that stolen matzah is no good? Maybe it's good. How can it be good? There are two reasons to say it's no good. One, it's not lachem, and one, it's mitzvah b'avera. But the question is like this: the Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Lamed here on page 8. First word in line is sof. Sof, sof. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 lines from the bottom. Last word in line is sof. Sof, sof came in the last, say, kanya. Whereas the Gemara is saying, if you choose something, say you steal something from somebody, you steal food, and then you chew it. So now, you kona the food. Because you made a shinui. In other words, like Nimrod said before, you did your aveira, but now it's a different item. It's no longer the thing you stole. You got an aveira for stealing, but now when you chewed, what's going down your throat? The thing you stole? No. What's going down your throat is a chewed up thing. But the chewed up thing is not considered the same object because there's shinui. Shinui. It transformed. And Shinui is Kona. So if Shinui is Kona, so that means that that's a different thing. So you, again, the Aveira you did, like Nimrod said before, you did. So maybe stealing is not Mutter, it's Osir, and you did your Aveira. But now, when you chew, and then you swallow, that doesn't infringe on the mitzvah. So then the Ritva says, so why don't you say the same thing by Maaser Sheni? By Maaser Sheni, he says no. He says, "Lachem kirin lo mashkachas al b'maaser sheni aliba d'rameya d'ha'cha kevin d'brishusu ochel pshucha gavo kazachi bedin leikel meim d'kanya belisa." Tichi isi d'gavo. No, he says because when you're allowed to eat maaser sheni, so it's still belonging to Hashem. Hashem is letting you eat His thing. So then that's not kona. It's still Hashem's. But if you take something that's not yours, then you're taking it away from the guy, then it becomes lachem. So the Ritva is saying that maybe it's not a problem of maybe there's no problem whatsoever. Meaning that obviously you can't do it. Because when you steal, you violate Navera, so there's no heter for that. But if the guy went ahead and did it, so maybe he's Yotze. The Rosh says you're not Yotze if you steal matzah, because it's not lachat. So first of all, we have to understand how come he doesn't mention mitzvah above Navera. And second of all, he says, who says he's right? Who says the Rosh is right? Maybe it is lachem. Because when you steal, you don't eat it the way it is, you chew it up first. So that's shinui. So once it's shinui, it's not the same object anymore. So you kona. So it is lachem. You still have to pay money. In other words, if you steal something, you make a shinui, you still owe the guy the money. In other words, if you stole $10 of matzah, and you eat it, so you still have to pay the guy $10. But it's lachem. So we're going to have to deal with this question. So that explains very well, the Ritva says, why our Gemara, and the Gemara never said, if you steal, you're not Yotze. If you steal matzah, you're not Yotze. The Rush added that. Who said? And he says, because of Lachem. So first of all, we have to know why it's not in Mitzvah Bavera. And second of all, maybe it is Lachem. Maybe it is Lachem. Verstehe? Verstehe? Understand? Paul? So let's talk to him.
Can you say that Lachem means, so, meaning just because you acquired it via the Shinui, you didn't acquire it in the Torah way?
You did not do it in the Torah way.
Lachem means that I went out and I got it for myself.
No. But the Torah also says if you steal and you make a shino, you're kona. But there's no shino, you make esrog. No, but then you can passel your esrog. In other words, we don't eat the esrog. The mitzvah is not to eat the esrog. The mitzvah is to take the esrog. By matzah, the mitzvah is to eat the matzah. So when you eat the matzah, you chew it first. Then you swallow. So you made a shino. So it's lachem. And look at Shulchan Aruch on page 10. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Ein odom yotzei yidei chavoso b'matzah gzula. So the Shulchan Aruch says you're not Yotze. But in Gozel Chitim, but say you stole wheat from somebody, or Kemach, or you stole flour, and you make matzah, then you're Yotze. Because you made a Shinoi. So Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger, page 11, cautionly, a cave in the last day, can you be seen in Mesa? Who for Shas Blia, the Deko Achil? So as the Shulchan Aruch says, if you steal matzah, you're not Yotze. If you steal flour, and then you bake matzah, you're Yotze. Even though you're not allowed to do that. But, with Mesa, you made a Shinoi, and now it's yours. So you still have to pay the guy for the thing you stole. But you're Yotze the Mitzvah. Only if you steal matzah. But Rabbi Kiveka says, I don't understand the Shulchan Aruch. Even if you steal matzah, you should be Yotze. And who's Rabbi Kiveka Mechavim? He quotes the Ritva. He says, Achazman, Rabbi Kiveka thought of this on his own. And he says, afterwards, I found that the Ritva said that. Achazman, Rav, Notsosi Bezos Hashem Yisborach, Bechidush HaRitva. It's because of Cain. The Kushna the Milsa, the Yotze Mamatzah Gzula. That the Ritz Vashita is Yotze Mamatzah Gzula. The Rush said, of course, Matzaschem, Yotze Rishava, it has to be Lachem, you're not Yotze. The Ritz says, you are Yotze. So it's a machlok is the Ritzva and the Rush, if you're Yotze. The Ritz says, the Rush says, you're not Yotze, it's not Lachem. And the Ritz says, you are Yotze, it is Lachem, because we have to chew it first. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not Yotze. The Rebbe Kiveka says, I don't understand the Shulchan Aruch. And then he says, years later, I found the Ritva says, like me. You see, the Rush we thought was saying something so passionate. Once the Gemara says you need lachem, so it's pashut that you can't steal. So the Ritz was saying that's not true. Not that you can steal. Of course you're not allowed to steal. but whether you are you yotze the mitzvah. I remember many years ago, this time of year, Rabbi Shimon Eider would come to YU. You know, he lived in Lakewood. He was a Talmud from YU, then he lived in Lakewood for several years. And he would always, he was writing his Pesach book. He came out with a new version. And I remember somebody asked him, so what's new with this, in this thing? He was like the first one to write the English halacha. You know? Before all these other English halacha. I wrote my bar mitzvah. I got the two-volume blue of an Eider on the Shabbos. This was before Otzkol existed. Well, my bar mitzvah, I actually got the Chavesh Megillus of Otzkol. That was the whole Otzkol. Chavesh Megillus. I'll tell you something else, another piece of information. Maybe I mentioned this before. That the YU Sfarv sale used to be in this room. How could it be? And it was popular. You think, well, what's going to be in this room? It's a little room compared to what it is today. So, you have to realize the whole English industry didn't exist yet. The whole English was Rabbi Eider's books on 3 weeks. And Manita came late. Manita was the event. It's a 3 week, and Pesach maybe. The Shabbos was his first thing. And he never finished Shabbos. You know that? He never finished Shabbos, then they afford to read different. He never finished Shabbos. He spent 3 years on bishops. St. Paul's on bishops. And we have finished the training got involved in washrooms. Yeah, he produced kosher. I mean, washrooms that didn't have jelly. The coach used to call them jelly. Okay, but he wanted to make a marshmallow that was black without any jelly. So he manufactured marshmallows. Yeah, obviously. The whole kutz, the marshmallows that they made in jelly, and if you made non-kosher gelatin, it's much cheaper. If you have to make marshmallows from kosher gelatin, then it's much more expensive than marshmallows. Somehow, I don't understand this, Pesach and marshmallows, somehow, all of a sudden people don't eat marshmallows the whole year round, but somehow on Pesach they need the marshmallows. Yeah. Yeah. So Rabbi Sheinkorf, okay, he was the one who gave the hashkafa on the gelatin. So he held the snifzal and that was big, big my foot. Okay, how do we get on to this? So how are we going to answer up Rabbi Kivega's kasha? Yeah, someone had a question?
You have to
see the sugi in Samachay in Bava Chama and Shom. So, Nimrod, this kasha of Rabbi Kivega. It's a good kasha. Here, Rabbi Kivega's kasha is, how come the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rosh or whoever you shall me, that you're not yotze, you steal matzah, you're not yotze, but they did it to be yotze, because it's part of the Shina. So again, you weren't allowed to do it, and you still have to pay back the money. But now it's a different item. It's a new thing. And maybe you can be yotze then. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch says if you steal flour, Shulchan Aruch agrees with the concept of shinui. Because the Shulchan Aruch says if you steal flour and you bake matzah, then you are yotze. But the Gemara says Beferish in Subis and Ablamed that it is. Aha. So what do you say, Rebosa? And take a look, just before we go any further, take a look at this Fasemis on page 13. When Mashma and Maskanis and Gemara came, the Fasemis says we hold from the Gzera Shava, Lechem Lechem, in other words, you have to own the matzah. This is unbelievable sfasemis. That if you invite somebody to your Pesach Seder, you have to give him the matzah b'matana. The losagi b'mashir sheil lechol. It's not enough that what? That you let him, in other words, if somebody comes to your house and you have matzah on the table, so he can take whatever he wants, right? But he says, no, that's not good enough. It's not shalom. Tzorech lios shalom mamash. He says, va'olam ein nizarim hazeh. He says, and people are not nizar. So the question is, why aren't people nizar? Obviously, I don't think anyone does this. I'm sure there's some people have chumras for everything. So, no, do you have to give him a matana? You have to do a zechiyah before yontif and pick up the box of matzahs on behalf of everyone who's coming. So, but lamaisa, you don't see people doing that. So we'll have to, that we'll have to see further. But now let's get back to our other question. So what are you going to say, Rebbe? Say, what's Pshat and Rebbe Akiva Eiger? I mean, Rebbe Akiva Eiger, no, I mean, Rebbe Akiva is good. What's the teretz to Rebbe Akiva Eiger's kasha, right, Ari? Ari Glazer, Fuzz Doctor. Right, so you come. What do you say the mitzvah? Right, so you're chewing it. Once you, no, it's not Gemara. In Ksubas and Avlam, it says when you chew, that's a shinui. Yeah. What? You see that Gemara? The last kanya. Kevin, the last kanya. Once you chew something, you kona, because it's a shinui. So that's Rabbi Kivega's kasha on the Mechaber. Why does he paskin the Yotze? Just like he paskin if you steal flour, you know, you steal flour, you make matzah. Now Yotze, because you made a shinoi, even though you didn't have Avera. You got your Avera. Your Avera you got. But now it's a new thing. Now you can be Yotze the mitzvah. So the same thing you should say by even if you don't, if you steal for whole matzahs. Yeah. So let's take a look on page 12. Page 12 of the Sefer Mekor Chaim from the Nesivos of Yaakov Milisa. So, the first thing he says, is, you can't say, he disagrees with the Rosh. Because, he says, it's lachem. Here, take a look. The first line, first arrow. I am betaz, shekosu b'shem ha-Rosh. So he says in the second arrow, he says, Achtmili, not the minu ksubis. So it is lachem. So the first thing he says is, we began saying the Shir, the Rosh is Pashut, it's not Lachem. He says, not true, it is Lachem. Now Rabbi Kivega says, not only it's Lachem, it's also not a mitzvah b'Avera, because there's Shinoi. So that's the question, how is he going to answer that? So that's the next arrow. So this is the Yisod, Rabbi Osei. Ready? Yisod is, for something to be, not to be a mitzvah b'avera, it has to be transformed before the beginning of the mitzvah. Okay? 1 second. So therefore, it's like this. In other words, if it's transformed, like say for example, you stole flour. And then it was made into matzah. So it was already transformed. So now it's not a mitzvah b'avera. But his point is, the third arrow. He says, Mikol mokom hocha da kinyin b'shas hachilu, da li'isa tzorech hachilu, have a mitzvah b'avera. Oh. You know what he says? He says, the chewing is the part of the achila. Oh. So memela, the shinoi, is... So therefore, the mitzvah began with the chewing. So therefore, the shinoi is happening, but the shinoi has to take place before the mitzvah for it not to be a mitzvah. Then it's a new thing, you have the Avera, now you start it fresh. But here, the
the Pesivus is saying that the mitzvah did not, the Shina didn't happen before the mitzvah. Look, the Shina didn't happen before the mitzvah. Because the what? The mitzvah begins with the Isa. So as my friend here, when I got there, he said over the Shalom. I always like to say over the Shalom. But the halacha is, if you make a bracha and you walk in between the bracha and the chila, you lose the bracha. So you're supposed to wait until you swallow. But at the end, the Shalom says, if you just chew, then that's considered the chila sachila, and therefore, it's not absent at the end. So that's the thing right here. The
Isa
is the Tchilas
Achila.
So the
lazy words
in the
Yoram Matzik
between the Bracha and then the Lisa. But
if it's a
Tchilas
Achila,
so then you didn't get Yeshino yet. So now the Seamus is basically answering up Rabbi Gehaga's Kasha. Rabbi Gehaga is saying it's a Shinoi, so it shouldn't be Mitzvah Bavaneira, but it's not a Shinoi prior to the Mitzvah. Because this is the Tchilas HaMitzvah, because you need to chew. You need to chew what? To eat. One second. So the Mela what? Says the deceivers, Pashat Shad is that if you steal matzah, it is lachem. Lachem it is. But it's still a mitzvah, Baba Veir. You hear? He answers up. So that works in very well. Yeah, the Rashi leaves Shver. The Rashi is going to have to fend for himself. And we'll have to come back tomorrow to see if we could help the Rashi out. He's not here to help the Rashi. He's here to help. You see, the Rashi is the Rashi. Yerushalmi is the Gemara. The Rosh is a Rishon, so he thinks it's Blab Shver. Yerushalmi shouldn't Blab Shver. So Yerushalmi is good. Mitzvah Baba Veira, that's good. And Yerushalmi, and then Shulchan Aruch is good also. And the Rosh. The Rosh will have to fend for himself. He cannot help the Rosh. Jimmy, what do you say?
Yeah,
you hear the word?
Yeah. My problem is that...
What is your problem?
Chewing was not called a tchila, but they say chew as much as you can before you swallow, so you get more time. You need to get to finish your matzah, you have zayas in like 3 minutes. So chewing means that chewing is not worth anything. Then chewing is not a tchila.
In which case
the shino is made before you started your mitzvah.
He's saying is that when you count the time of the achilas pras, the chewing doesn't just when you swallow. So maybe he'll hold. Maybe he'll hold not that way.
My question is.
What is your question, Rabbi Van?
When
the act?
Can we say that it may happen? Maybe if you just take a look at the top of a big shemach, and maybe we're saying that tomorrow morning they take a small piece off, and they can come in here to guide you there. Or the actual matzah itself
won't
change
abruptly
until the matzah
is
being eaten
starts to become
true. I don't follow
you. At what point is the shinoi?
Yeah. When we say the shinoi is take a small piece off, and it's already not the shinoi, but the shinoi has more of a...
When you're chewing, that's the shinoi.
So if you break it, it's not going to happen, you're not going to check that shinoi.
That's not a shinoi. Okay, breaking a matzah in half, that's not a shinoi. It looks the same, so it's now two pieces instead of one. Shina has to be transformed. When you chew, So the shinoi is happening, you know, before you swallow, but that's Rabbi Kivegas. So Rabbi Kivegas was just, you know what, I had a Rebbe in Cambria Avda, Rabbi Michal Brum. He then became the Rosh Yiv in Shiloh. I just had him in Elul, then I was in Rav Moshe Dimashir, but he told us the following, I think. Yeah. He said, with Rabbi Kiva Eger, you can never beat him on logic. His logic is soundproof. The only way to answer a question of Rabbi Kiva Eger is if you challenge the assumption. So here we're challenging the assumption. In other words, his assumption was that the swallowing is the mitzvah, so therefore everything before that, so the shinoi took place beforehand, so then his kasha is unanswerable. So the only thing we have to do is challenge his assumption. That's basically what the Nesivus is doing. He's challenging the assumption. Meridik, no? Okay, so tomorrow we have to see more. I don't know if we could leave yet, you know, for Pesach. We got to get, you know, this is only the first packet. So we'll have to maybe hold up some of the flights till we get it. Okay? So Chazrov is a very fascinating topic. So Chazrov the Rosh, and then we have more things coming, Chazrov.